You'll recall that last week the rich young man approached Jesus and asked, "What must I do to get to heaven?" And Jesus said, "Keep the commandments." And then Jesus listed a very select group of the Ten Commandments, the ones that pertain to our relationship with each other, those that are on the what we would call the horizontal level. How we deal with each other are the commandments that Jesus listed. And he purposely left out the vertical dimension, the ones that deal with our relationship with God, because that's where the man had failed. And the man rightly confesses to Jesus. As Jesus lists the commandments that deal with each other, the man says, "I've followed all these since my youth. What more must I do?" And so Jesus knew that, so that's why he gave the list that he did, and he said, "There's one thing lacking. You have to sell everything and follow me." Because ultimately, the commandments that pertain to our relationship with God are just that. We have to sell everything and follow. And how hard that is, especially when we're so driven by our concupiscence, our clouded intellect, our weakened will, and our fallen passions. They stunt our vision and our perspective. And so half the time we don't see the bigger picture. We only see what's right in front of us, like that rich young man. But the gospel said Jesus loved him and told him the truth. And the invitation for us last week is, do we love people around us enough to tell them the truth? Not just for the things that are important in this life. Hey, smoking's not good for you. Hey, you shouldn't work so much. You should get some more rest. You're looking weary. But what about the things that are eternal? Hey, your soul is in jeopardy. You really need to get right with God. When's the last time you went to confession? Yes, you're right. The one you're living with now is not your husband, nor were the previous people that you've lived with. Jesus invites us to love each other, which is very difficult. Most of us just want to get along. And so we tell everyone around us whatever they want to hear so that the boat is not rocked. Jesus loves us. And we hear it again in today's reading. How many of us have a vision of God that is not accurate? If we only listen to the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, we think God would be a masochist. The Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. What kind of father would like that for his child? Oh, Johnny just fell down the steps. Isn't that great, honey? That'd be a sick father. If that's all we had, our perspective of God would be inaccurate. It's only because we have the Gospels that we see that the Father is a loving Father. And so that would help us to interpret what the prophet Isaiah is saying. The prophet Isaiah, after all, is speaking about Jesus and his followers. And the Father is not pleased that Jesus was crucified. The Father was pleased that the Son was obedient to him and lived according to the design that the Father intended. He didn't tell people what they wanted to hear. Rather, he lived the truth. And the truth is what put him to death, because we are masters of self-deception. I looked in the mirror this morning and I said, "You know, there is no one better in that church looking than you." I said to myself, not only the best looking, but the smartest and the most humble. We're masters at self-deception. And Jesus loves us enough to break us out of our own unrealities by telling a rich young man, "Your attraction to riches has trumped your attraction to me." And today, how many of us are like the sons of Zebedee? How many of us can say we are James and John? We don't know what we're asking him half the time. Not only do we not know what we're asking, half the time we don't even see him for who he really is. They said to him, "Teacher." Jesus is more than a teacher. He is the one of whom Isaiah is speaking about, the one who will lay down his life for the many, lay down freely. And that's what makes the Father happy, is it's a free will choice of self-donation. It's the nuptial union of a man gives himself completely and totally to his wife, holding nothing back. A woman gives herself to her husband totally and completely, holding nothing back, not keeping score, not one-upping the other, but saying, "I'm here for you. I exist for you." And that's what Jesus does for his church. He is not just a teacher. He is so much more. But if that's all we think, then we're going to be sorely misled on what authority is about what the kingdom of heaven is about what living as a human person is about. We're going to be confused on what the dignity of people should be, and our leadership will run us amok because we're only looking out for self, another vote, another time in office, rather than the Father's will, the best interest of the people. I'm here to serve, not to be served. You and I are invited this week to again consider how we see God. Is he just a teacher? Does God take pleasure in your suffering? Is God happy when you're unhappy? Or is God just a willy-nilly who really doesn't care about you or how you live or the choices you make? He's just happy that you're around him. He's so lonely after all. We can appreciate what Jesus has done in many ways just on the natural level when we think about people, our service men and women. You know, none of us would be happy to send someone off to war. But then we think and say, you know what? They're putting their lives on the line for me, for the values that we hold as a nation. And we rightfully hold them up as heroes. And when we think of our first responders, not in all states, of course, but at least for me, I see them as heroes. I can't imagine being married to a police officer and wondering, will they come home tonight? Or a fireman. We hold them up as heroes because they're willing to give themselves in service, put themselves in jeopardy for the safety of humans. Yes, we're all humans. Mistakes we will make. But the attempt to give of self, that's what pleases the Lord. When someone is willing to say, I will give myself for them, I will cover their shame, I will stand in their place, I will take the punishment that is due to them, and I will set them free. Friends, this week, let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Again, how are we viewing God? Is our perspective accurate? Or do we approach God trying to tell him what to do? Teacher, we want you to do whatever we ask of you. Sometimes those prayers are answered, and they're dangerous. When we're in the driver's seat, because we don't have the whole picture, we see in a very limited frame. But Jesus sees the whole picture. He knows the Father's plan. He knows the Father's will. He knows the Father's intentions. And so when you and I humbly submit ourselves to him and imitate him in all his ways, then we come to experience a life that we never could have imagined for our own. So let's trust the Holy Spirit will reveal to us this week where it is that we're blind.